Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Myra and Brooke with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Boys College is proposing to ditch the shorts and socks for trousers. The principal, Dr. Michael Carroll, says that fashion has changed and wants to introduce a more contemporary look, saying long socks and shorts are not worn together in the real world. There is heavy debate around the proposed change, with some people arguing trousers will be too hot in the Brisbane summer, and others suggesting changing the long socks to short socks.
Police are investigating an arson attack on a cafe in Acacia Ridge in Logan early this morning. Cafe owner Kim Turner woke to a call from police about a fire at her cafe, Acacia Coffee & Co. at 2 a.m. According to Turner, neighbouring shops were also damaged. Police are appealing for anyone who may have had CCTV footage or was driving in the area at the time to come forward.
In national news, the Albanese Labor government will fund a three-year trial to help young men have respectful relationships and counteract the harmful effect of international personalities like Andrew Tate. The project will aim to promote high-profile, good role models and will pair with schools, sporting clubs and community organizations. Recent research has revealed that 25% of teenage boys in Australia look up to social media personalities who perpetuate harmful gender stereotypes and condone violence against women and other men. The trial is set to commence next year.
Groups are campaigning the New South Wales government to raise the age of criminal responsibility to at least 14. Multiple groups, including First Nations, legal and human rights organisations, have formed a coalition to advocate for children in the criminal justice system. In most Australian states, the age of criminal responsibility is 10 years old. The United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child state the minimum age of criminal responsibility should be no less than 14 years old. The group will meet with the New South Wales Attorney General in the coming weeks to discuss raising the age.
In international news, Tinder can now be a team sport, according to the dating network giant. People looking for love can now ask their friends and family to recommend potential matches. The new function allows users to give up to 15 people access to their account for 24 hours without needing accounts themselves. They will not be able to like or reject potential matches, only make recommendations. Tinder is rolling out this function in 15 countries, including Australia. However, there are concerns over privacy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.